right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kesar with two members of BBP on the line, Black Beast Productions. I have Chaos and Vinny Black. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Pete. Thanks for having us.
Of course, it's a real pleasure. This is a long time coming. I've been struck up a friendship with Omar from Rise Records a few months ago, and I had a lot of your label mates on here, and you were kind of the last ones I needed to talk to, and I'm really, really happy to have you.
Hey, we're honored. Definitely. Omar told me some very good things about what you're doing. I'm like, it's very impressive, and you know, we're happy to be a part of it.
That's nice. And you know who else was talking about you? Cindy from Lady Lake.
Yeah, we got to meet Cindy.
You, and she had wonderful things to say about all of you.
Oh, Cindy, she's awesome. Yeah,
right.
You know, the things that she's doing. I mean, the things that these guys are putting together, just on an all around spectrum of music, is amazing. You know, and yes, just for them to approach us, you know, and ask us to be a part is definitely humbling.
Yeah, I'm also humbled. I mean, the networking is amazing, and like you said, the technology today it makes it available for people across the earth. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To get together and do things like this, and it is amazing, man.
Yeah, it still continues to blow my mind. I mean, even though the three of us were kind of coming up as the technology's evolving, you get to a place sometimes where you just look back at it like, oh, wow, what? You know, I'm talking and someone in China can listen? Isn't that crazy?
Right. I'm from the rotary phone age.
Me too.
You know what I mean? I'm from that age where the phone cord, to have a phone upstairs, you had to have like a 200-foot-long phone cord and it wrapped up every 10 feet. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, I had a phone in my room. My sister and I are 10 years apart, but my sister was the one that had the phone jack. So I had to have the long, you know, 50-foot extension cord from her room into mine just so I could use a telephone. It's crazy.
And her hawking over your shoulder to get off the phone.
Always. Always dragging it back, yeah. I mean, I'm happy where we are, but, you know, I think to truly appreciate it, you have to have lived a little bit in the past.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about BBP. So you're a 7-man hip-hop crew from my home state here. You're from Pittsburgh. I'm on the other side of the state in Bethlehem, but...
Okay.
All right, yeah. We're neighbors.
Yeah, we sure are. Now, is that where you're both from? Were you born and raised in Pittsburgh?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
I was.
Well, me, actually, truth be told, piece of B-sharp, I was born in the state capital. I was born in the 717, Harrisburg.
Oh, yeah.
My Harrisburg fam, you know, my man Wise, you know, my fam out there. I was born there, and I was, you know, I did a stint in Detroit, Michigan, where, you know, I got that Motown influence from my aunt, you know, Lorraine Jackson Berry. Love her to death. She's probably one of my biggest musical influences. And then, you know, at an early age, you know, I came to Pittsburgh, and I was, you know, brought up in Pittsburgh.
Oh, nice.
That's good to see the love, man. Yeah, I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, and I went to Arsenal Middle School, actually, in Lawrenceville. So I'm familiar with, you know, I'm in the downtown area, and just recently moved to Butler County, which is like probably 45, 50 miles north of Pittsburgh. So it's a little smaller, but, you know, I mean, it brought out the best in me, I guess.
Yeah, cool. I'm the same way. I'm about an hour or so north of Philadelphia. I was born and raised here in Bethlehem, and it's where I still live. But, you know, it's sometimes it's nice, you know, to have the big cities nearby, but to live just a little outside, you know.
Yeah, as you get older, you get more comfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very true.
The streets aren't as attractive.
I'm still a big fish in a small pond, though. I've always been that way.
Good way to look at it, bro. Right.
Now, what does it take to keep a 7-man team together? I know you all have kind of independent careers, and you've all been at it separately, so now you come together to form BBP. So what were maybe some of the initial challenges when you first came together?
Availability?
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. It's tough to be, because like I said, I live like 50 miles north. Chaos lives, you know what I mean? It takes me an hour to get to his house. You know what I mean? Our mutual love of music, I think, is like trumps everything when it comes down to the come down. Like, we really come together, you know what I mean? We put something beautiful together, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna be quite honest, it was impossible to keep gentlemen together,
right?
Yeah. And we came together, we were all, you know, individuals who knew each other. We all